This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
A majority of North Dakota's legislators have voted to do away with North Dakota being the final state in the union with a blue law, which essentially had to do with a ban on Sunday morning shopping for some things, not everything. So there will be Sunday morning sales later this year. One of the big arguments against it is that the Swiss cheese law, as they call it, is unfair and outdated. So, you know, a restaurant, hotel, a movie theater, they're exempt to operate a business before noon, but others have to be closed. So that was one of the arguments that brought it down. Call me a dinosaur, call me an old fogey, call me... late for dinner, whatever you want to call me. I didn't want this law to change. I didn't want the law to change. I thought it was just a little slice of...
You are old.
Yeah, I am. The gray hair shows it. I just thought it was, you know, one of those things North Dakota can claim to be unique for.
But you don't have to open.
Will that mean that, you know, Walmart... you know, might not open one more store. Yeah, I can live without that. I mean, I'm not anti-Walmart. I'm not in the Walmart is evil camp. Far from it. I love commerce. I love good ideas. And they provide a product that a lot of people utilize and save people a lot of money. So they're a good outfit. But, you know,
a lot of people already work at Walmart before noon on a Sunday. They're just not open to customers.
Yeah, I think they allow stocking the shelves and stuff like that. Yeah. So, but anyway, I won't read this yet, but I will at some point. I have a text from a senator that voted in favor of it, that voted in favor of keeping it. In other words, the blue law, keeping the law as is. And I sent him a note yesterday. I said, I'm just going to thank you. You know, don't do that often enough anyway. Just say thank you. Have a little gratitude. I said, thank you for, you know, voting for that. And his response is unbelievable. It is. So I'm going to share that a little bit. We'll end the show today with Chris Berg and I. Chris, you watch on Point of View, West Dakota Fox. It airs at 9:30, and then KX4 on the eastern end of the state at 6:30. It's really good. It's a good show. Very good show. So Chris is joining us every day at 10:50. And he laughs at me when I bring this issue up. He just, like, mocks me. And so I'm going to share this text with him, see if that maybe softens that cold heart of his, crying out loud, on this issue. But maybe,
really?
I look, here's the deal. The train's left the station.
Exactly.
On our culture. What do I mean by our culture? I'm meaning things that pass for okay today would have caused gasps and mouths to drop 30, 40, 50 years ago. All right? What's on TV? What you can turn the TV on and see. What passes for, you know, proper decorum when you're out to lunch with your family, out to supper with your family, and the next table is some folks that are just, you know, using language that peels the paint. Abortion on demand. End the life of a child. For all kinds of reasons. Inconvenience. Another form of birth control. Might be a problem with the pregnancy, a child has Down syndrome or something, okay, abort it. Just, you know, get rid of the baby, the human life. I could go on and on and on. The statistics on pornography are off the charts. They are off the charts. And how many, you know, and it starts very young and moves up. I saw a study not long ago. I forget where I saw it. Just incredible. If we, you know, that was not there to the degree it was. There that it is now, you know, every year it goes up. Every decade it goes up. So all of that stuff, in my mind, is the culture. Families not being families, you know, intact, functioning families 40 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, vastly different than they are today. Just, you know, all of those things contribute to that. So, in my mind, to say, what the heck, it's the last thing, let it go, I'm not going to go there. Not going to go there. But maybe you are. Maybe you think this is about time. Todd, you sound like you're okay with this. You're going to live. Todd has just posted a Facebook question.
Yeah, thanks for that. Yeah. Are you happy that some law repeal passed? Look at your vote on my poll, and I'll link it over to K-Fire and What's in Your Mind pages. Feel free to link it on to anybody else's. You don't have to be open.
No, that's all true.
Let the owner decide. And if you do feel, hey, I don't want my people to have to miss church or family time or whatever, that's fine. Absolutely fine.
I spoke with Governor Burgum yesterday about this, and we'll play his answer on this so you can get his take.
I loved his answer.
The one about the pancake mix and the
yes.
syrup?
Yeah. That was priceless.
Yeah, so he
I mean,
said,
let's face it, not to single them out, but if you go to Cracker Barrel, you can buy a stack of pancakes, but you can't buy the powder.
Right.
You can buy a hot chocolate, but you can't buy a chocolate bar.
And you're right. The Hobby Lobby doesn't open on Sunday. Chick-fil-A yep. doesn't open on Sunday. Some people decide that they are not going to be open. And they
There's
still
a
can.
Chain back in Ohio. I have no idea if they still exist, but they used to all be closed on Saturdays because of their religious belief. I forget what it was. But, I mean, it's you still have the power.
So you tell me what you think. You tell me whether or not you're happy this Sunday blue law repeal passed. Tell me whether or not I'm old-fashioned.
Well, you are, but then I don't say that in a negative way. I'm
really
don't agree on this particular topic. But
I worry about our culture. I really do. I think this is not a good place
this
we're in.
This is a culture breaker, though?
No.
I worry about our culture, but I don't see this one as moving the needle that far. I think
that's just one more thing. You're right. I mean, it is not. It's just another little
sure.
Thing.
I get it. It's an incremental move, but wow, let's get rid of the opioids and this, that, and the other. But yeah.
Jim in Minot. Let's get your take on this at 800-228-0550. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Todd, thank you for took away my thunder there, but you know.
Oh, you can reclaim it. That's fine.
Reclaim the thunder.
Yeah, reclaim the thunder. Well, the governor put it best. It was exactly what happened to me in 1990 when I moved back to the North Dakota. I'd rented an apartment Saturday night. Sunday, I went to the grocery store to buy the items that started stocking the shelves, and I could not buy a spatula. And this kind of uncanny, but we can't put that in the culture conversation. And I think, again, our governor stated it best when it is a discriminatory law and putting the control back into the hands of the people is, you know, I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer for me. Although I opine with you, Scott, and all the other things, feel deeply, we care for exactly the same things. But I agree with Todd wholeheartedly. This is one we just, we'll pick and choose our battles and where to put our emotions in this world. And I don't think this is one of them. You'll be all right, Scotty.
All right. I appreciate that. You're bucking me up. I feel better already, Jim. Thank you. And you do make a good case. Texter says, Scott's sounding like a Democrat that just lost the election. Get over it. Wow. Heartless. Heartless. As a conservative, says another texter, let the business owner decide. Another, since our governor thinks people and businesses shouldn't need a religious rights law, then they should get rid of any law, such as our seatbelt law, speed limits, things people should be able to make the smart choices on their own about. Another text, culture. I'm more worried about the commies having control of the school system. That contributes to our culture. No question about it. I think the commies have more control of the, you know, universities than they do the school system.
Well, the education system in general, yeah.
Commies is a little strong, but, you know.
True, but we get the point, though. And
yeah, yeah. I mean, what I'm saying is, you know, the hard leftists, you know, right. The people that are ridiculing people because they might be of a different political persuasion than them. There's a lot of them in school systems. There's no doubt about that, and that definitely affects the culture. You're right there. Blue laws. A thing of the past. North Dakota, the last bastion. Are you happy the Sunday Blue Law repeal passed? Let us know. Answer the question on the Facebook page or call us 258-0550. More after this.
At the University of Mary, we consider your success to be our success. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate while you excel in your career. Our evening and online classes are designed to fit the schedules of working adults. Classes start May 6th. Learn more at umary.edu/may. It's umary.edu/may. Or call the university at 701-355-8030.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Clark Price. Clark, talk a little bit about the byproduct from ethanol, the modified distiller's grains that come out of these ethanol plants.
Yeah, it's probably the best feed that there ever was invented, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's been a wonderful thing for North Dakota to have a resource like that. Comes to feeding cattle, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. A very valuable resource that's right in their backyard.
Would you say that ethanol and agriculture are one? How many grain bins have been built? How many trucks have been sold? How many more families have been fed as a result of the industry?
It's a multiplier that I would assume is 10 to 1. For every employee that's in that plant, there's probably 10 more of them out here that are servicing that plant in some way or another.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back on What's On Your Mind, I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell is here. We're getting your questions and comments on any and all issues today. We started with a discussion about the Sunday opening changes. Legislature in North Dakota yesterday, the Senate going along with the House, so the law will change. Sunday opening is here. The restrictions are gone. Is that good news or bad news? You tell me. 800-228-0550. Brought to you in part today by our friends at North Dakota Safety Council and WSI. Today's safety training spotlight brought to you by North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit and workforce safety and insurance. There are great seminars that you can find at workforcesafety.com to register for the WSI calendar and the training view. You can check all that out. Same thing at ndsc.org, including the contractors and sand and gravel mine operators training. If you're looking for someone to lead your new miner or annual MSHA refresher training, check out the North Dakota Safety Council's upcoming courses. These are in Minot. Students leave the classes saying it's the best MSHA training they've had in years. So if you want a refreshing training experience, sign up for the NDSC MSHA course coming up in Minot, April 8th for the Part 46 Sand and Gravel, April 9th through 11th also in Minot for Part 46 Sand and Gravel, NDSC.org, and a whole lot more. So check those all out. All right, back to the calls. Let's go up to Grand Forks and Mike. What's on your mind, Mike?
Just wondering on this Sunday closing thing. You know, my wife and I, we've geared our families so that we can spend Sunday with the family. We could have taken different jobs, made more money, but we've chosen to do what we do because it's important to us, not because of a state law. Just kind of wondering, though, are you going to put your money where your mouth is and close down AM 1100 on Sunday so your employees don't have to work?
That's Todd clapping, just so you know, trying to kind of rub a little salt in the wound.
Steve Alstrom may be overruling him on that point, by the way.
Yeah, so. I mean, radio stations provide a public service, right? So, there. I mean, there's weather, there's news.
Walmart doesn't?
It's not like you can't get your pancake mix, you know, at a different hour of the day. You're talking about, I can't get it at 11 a.m., but I can get it at noon.
You can just wait till noon and then listen to the radio.
Yeah.
Scott, yes, from what I've heard listening to your station on the weekends, and I don't listen to it that often. I listen to it mainly when I'm in the car during the week. Most of what you run on the weekends is a lot of reruns. It's a lot of best ofs. There are some shows that are, you know, sports oriented. I don't see too much breaking news coming on your station on Sunday. And I'm not trying to bash you. I really love your station. I turn it on and listen to it probably from 9 until 3, Monday through Friday, just about every single day. I love your station. But there's no law requiring you to be open on Sunday. You could be giving your employees Sunday off, but you don't. And you're doing it because you're saying it's a great public service. I'm not seeing where people can't get their sports news elsewhere on Sunday. I'm not seeing where they can't get the information that your station provides elsewhere on Sunday. You should be giving your employees the Sunday off if this is that important to you.
Yeah,
I think the SEC license may require him to be on, but...
Well, that's another thing. You can't just shut a station off. But the other issue is,
I'm from Grand Forks, and you guys are shut off when the sun goes down every night.
Well, that just means
it doesn't reach us, and that's FCC regulation. So obviously from the time you go off the air in Grand Forks at night to the time you're back on in the morning, we survive just fine. We do fine on Sunday without you also.
Well, they're not off the air, but...
One thing you should know is we run multiple Sunday services on our stations as well. So there is religious programming on Sunday morning. There is weather. There's other things. I see it's a little bit apples and oranges, but I understand what you're saying. And look, I also think that we live in a time right now where, you know, employees can be choosy. They don't want to work on Sunday. There's plenty of places they can go to where they don't work on Sunday. They can have a choice.
You don't need a law to do this. My family's chosen without a law to spend our Sunday with our family. You've chosen to have your station open on a Sunday, but yet you want a law to require other people to close their businesses on a Sunday. I think people need to make their own decision. I'm in favor of family spending time together on Sunday. That's why we do it. Chick-fil-A agrees with me. Hobby Lobby agrees with me. You do not, as far as how you operate your business, but yet you want a law to force other people to close their businesses on Sunday. And I think that's disingenuous. And I know you've got a lot of reasons to keep your station open on Sunday, but there's a lot of business owners that don't want to close their business on Sunday. And for them, Sunday isn't as important. And you need to be more consistent in your point of view on this.
All right, Mike, I appreciate your call.
See you Monday through Friday. I'm glad you do.
Yes, this is a great thing about a talk radio listener right there. Did you hear me? Listens from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday.
So nothing that guy says is going to be wrong in my eyes. He's,
Amen.
You know, he's got a great point there. I just, you know, I'm talking about the current law. Current law doesn't affect radio stations. So I'm talking about the current law. It's rooted in some very interesting history. Philip, you know, brought a letter to me at the Capitol the other day, and I read the entire letter on there talking about the history and why it's there and, you know, what's there. It's just a piece of history that is fading away. Doesn't mean the end of the world by any stretch. I'd like it to see it continue. But Mary in Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mary.
Good morning. As far as the blue law is concerned, I am in 100% agreement with you. I also, like you, realize that there's nothing that can be done about it, and it was the last little bastion that somebody thought needed to go away. I don't know this for a fact, but I've always been told by others who have traveled there that Europe's not open on Sundays, and so often we hear that as an excuse. Well, they do it in Europe. So if they're going to follow, you know, that line of thinking, then maybe I personally would be just fine if they went back to everything being closed on Sundays, just for the reason that there's a lot of people who their employer will say, oh, you can have Sunday off to practice your religious beliefs. And then when they can't come to work on a Sunday because they got scheduled there, they get fired. I know it for a fact. I have friends that it's happened to. So I'm, you know, that's one reason why I'm against it. You got 6 other days you can do your cotton picking shopping in. So get it done. You know, and it's just these little things that go away that add up eventually to a big thing. So some time back, it became funny to say Tea Day instead of Thanksgiving. It became funny to say Xmas instead of Christmas. Are any one of those things important in of themselves? No, they're not. But when you start losing respect for one little thing and then another little thing and then another little thing, all of a sudden it's huge. And we're seeing it with the abortions where those murderers think it's okay to kill a baby whenever. And it just all compounds after a while. That's my thought.
Yeah, that's a good thought, Mary. I appreciate the call. And the support for my old fogey position here. Thank you very much. Take care. 800-228-0550. A couple of texts here because I don't have time before the break for another call, but we have a full bank and we'll get to all of you. Tom in West Fargo, you're next on deck here. I don't care, but I'm old school too, and people will adjust to it. Go on how we've done it for years. Doesn't matter what day we have off or stores are open or closed. I just think we all just work the 40-hour work week, and over time there'll be more jobs and less of an issue on this blue law stuff. What do you think? As citizens of North Dakota, as human beings, we should know what's right. Let folks make their own decisions. If I open the church at 7 a.m., play for the first worship service and want to shop at Walmart at 9 on my way home, please let me. I was already at church. I may need a case of paper for work.
The Norwegians are coming.
Sponsored by Fargo Sons of Norway.
2 big Norwegian salmon dinners.
With Juven sauce?
Juven sauce is right.
Friday, March 22nd and March 29th. Tell us about the chef.
The chef is Steinar Vågenes from Bergen, Norway, and he will be putting the entire dinner together for all of us.
Prepared in true Norwegian style with all of the trimmings, right, Carol?
That is correct.
Tell us about the entertainment. The dinner music is by who?
Dr. David Ferrara, and of course Helen Vågenes will provide the Norwegian folk art music for your listening pleasure and joy, I can assure you.
And anyone that's traveled with you to Norway likely has been treated to that wonderful dinner and music as well, right?
That is correct.
Get your tickets while they last. The Stabo on North Broadway. Fargo Sons of Norway. 701-232-9222. Or Juven Tours and Travel. Call 701-237-9000.
The Norwegians are coming.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Residents of a town in central Washington state mourning a sheriff's deputy killed last night after an attempted traffic stop. It happened in Kittitas, about 2 hours southeast of Seattle. Deputies and police tried to stop the vehicle. The driver took off, but was eventually stopped and got into a shootout with the officers, the deputy, and the suspect both killed. President Trump's lawyers asking a federal appeals court to throw out a lawsuit claiming that he illegally profits from his presidency through his D.C. hotel. Maryland's Democratic Attorney General Brian Frosch claims the president does violate the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution every day.
He's getting payments from India, China, Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia, Malaysia, Indonesia, many other countries, and he gets payments through the Trump Post Office Hotel.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
This is What's on Your Mind.
Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. I was waiting for the your live. I guess I didn't hear that. But, well, we're plunging right from spring to summertime blues. Don't you love that? But you know what? We've had some nice, not so nice, blizzards in April. We can still get cold, so don't give up on that heated steering wheel. But cooled seats are a neat thing, too, and we're just around the corner from that season. Get yours at Schwann, BuickGMC.com.
Coming up later in the program, next hour, bottom of the hour, we'll chat with State Senator Jim Roars and his daughter, Shannon Roars. They were on opposite sides of this Sunday opening issue, going back to last session of the legislature, and she was actively campaigning for this change. He was actively arguing for it to stay as it is. He ended up voting with her yesterday. We'll find out why that is and have the two of them together to tell you a little bit about that coming up on the program. And then Chris Berg will be here from Point of View on KX4 and West Dakota Fox. And we'll do battle on this because he mocks my position. He mocks it. Last time I told him what I thought about this, he said he was throwing up in his mouth. I don't even want to know that. Why would you know? So get ready for that knockdown drag-out between the two of us coming up. Tomorrow on the program, we are going to chat with Alex Berenson. And this, we love it when listeners suggest guests. And somebody delivered or sent in a copy of Imprimis, the newsletter that comes from Hillsdale College. And this fella, Alex Berenson, spoke at Hillsdale about his book, Tell Your Children, The Truth About Marijuana, Mental Illness, and Violence. Interesting book, interesting guest tomorrow on the program. Congressman Kelly Armstrong, too, on the program. We look forward to that. Friday, Lynn Helms on the latest numbers for oil and gas production in North Dakota. So all of that coming up on the program. Back to the phones here. Simple question today. Are you happy the Sunday Blue Law repeal has passed the state legislature? Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I'm saying it's a bad thing, not because the world will end from the fact that these businesses will open and some people will maybe have to work when they otherwise would not have. I'm saying it made North Dakota unique. It made us different. It said we're going to stand up for the culture, for family values, for, you know, just even though the hole was the law rather was riddled with holes and, you know, exemptions and whatnot. I just, world's not going to come to an end. The culture will take another hit, but that's nothing new. We're inching towards cultural chaos anyway in this country. This is just one little thing, but I didn't want it to change. Am I wrong? Am I crazy? West Fargo we go. Tom, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. I was I'm completely in agreement with you. I guess I'm a dinosaur, too. And we all know where the dinosaurs went. And I guess everything you just said, I'm in complete agreement with. One thing that I don't believe that will change in the blue laws, and same with Minnesota and several other states, is you still cannot buy a car on Sunday. That is still one part of the blue law. I don't think that's going to, unless you, you could ask that, you can ask the roars that, but I don't think that's going to change.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know why, if that's a separate law or what, I don't know. I will ask that for sure, though.
But it is part of the blue laws, but it seems to be a different section. But anyway, sir.
And then what they're changing, huh?
Yes, sir.
Interesting. Well, thanks for the call, and I'm glad you're a fellow dinosaur. I'm a proud dinosaur, right along with you. I don't care.
Yes, sir.
I'm staying right there. Thank you very much, Tom. Appreciate that.
Yep.
Jack is also in West Fargo and is next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jack.
Yes, Scott, I sense your sadness about this, and I don't want it. I respect it. And I think the issue here that caused me to feel sad is an increasingly loss of shared values in a given community. So I think that anything is okay in a modern American community except anything traditional. And so that's all I have to say. So I share your concern. And here's something else. Don't call yourself a dinosaur. How about just seeing yourself as a matter of conviction and you have seasoned perspective? It's on this case, I guess it's outvoted. I do not see myself as a dinosaur. I see myself as having strong opinions and beliefs, and this is just another example of tearing away of the culture fiber of a given community. So I'm in there with you on.
Well, and I like your idea there. I mean, we're happy warriors, right? We're culture warriors. We're just going to stand up for what we believe is right. Doesn't make us a dinosaur. All right.
Well, I think the other thing that's at risk here is the loss of freedom in the marketplace to say what you want. And yeah, anyway, I don't want to get distracted from the original purpose of my call. So God bless you, and I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate that call, Jack. Thanks for listening. 800-228-0550. Ray Holmberg, state senator from Grand Forks, one of the quiet giants of the legislature, big power in his hands. You know, when you've been there a long time, you just know how to maneuver all the levers, and there are several like that. Ray's one of them. He wore a tie yesterday that he bought on Amazon before a Sunday morning church service. So he wanted to highlight the holes in the band. You know, I'm going to buy it from Amazon. I can't buy it in town. So that made him feel better, I guess. I heard that. The bill's opponents have talked about religious arguments. Dick Dever, Republican from Bismarck, have talked about mass shootings, behavioral health issues in schools, while arguing that policymakers should set aside time for family interaction. And said, quote, "There was a time when, as a society, we placed great value on the time that families had for each other." I like it when elected leaders talk like that. I'm sorry, I just do. Christopher Dodson, executive director of the North Dakota Catholic Conference, said the organization was saddened that the Senate narrowly rejected this part of what makes North Dakota a great place for families and workers. So, some viewpoints there. Mike Rudd, president of the North Dakota Retail Association, said, this session was the first in his memory that the group testified in support of the repeal, which he called a contentious issue among its members. It forced them to take a neutral stance. Isn't that interesting? Retail said we're neutral on it. And Jim Rohr said, personally, I was not in favor of it, but my constituent base was convincing, as well as my daughter. The two of them will join us a little later on this topic, but thought you'd like that. John Hageman writing, gathering a few of those quotes this morning. Let's go to Monocan. There's a good part of North Dakota. And Dusty is on the line. Hey, Dusty, what's on your mind?
Well, I got a question about all this, you know, about these blue laws. If
if people feel that strongly about it, how come they just don't shop on Sundays? Why does it have to be a law?
I'm not sure I follow you. If they feel strongly that the repeal should happen?
Yeah, they feel strongly that businesses shouldn't be open on Sundays, you know, day of rest and everything. Why don't people quit shopping on Sundays?
All right, so you're suggesting that people that are in favor of this law, keeping the law as it is, are hypocrites and they go shop on Sunday anyway?
You could say that, or if that many people never went shopping on Sundays, the stores wouldn't even be open anyway.
Yeah, so the market could solve this.
Yeah.
Don't open. I think the law, yeah. I think the law is more geared for the worker than the shopper, to protect the time for those workers to be able to be with their families.
I agree with that, but the law should represent the people, and if the people feel strongly about that, why are they shopping on Sundays?
That's right. And I mean, look, I've shopped on Sunday. Right?
Oh, yeah.
We're all
guilty.
Sometimes get groceries on a Sunday. Dog food's a big one on Sunday. You're out, you know, right? I just don't think it's this giant inconvenience that I have to wait till afternoon to do it. It works out just fine for me. Usually do it early evening. But Dusty, thank you. Appreciate that. Ma, Dennis in Minot next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Dennis.
Yes, sir. I think this affects so many people in the workforce that I don't think that our few legislatures should make a law like that. I think it should be left up to the people to vote on this.
Well, what's interesting is they gathered signatures to put it on the ballot, and they didn't get enough signatures, which led me to believe that people didn't really, you know, they weren't all gung-ho to have the change. But they couldn't get the signatures.
I don't think that they really went out hard enough then, because this affects so many people. And like you said, Sunday is family day, and I cherish that day.
So you don't like the change?
Absolutely not. And now I'll be honest with you, I will not shop on a Sunday.
Well, good for you. That's one way to do it and say,
absolutely,
hey, I'm not doing this.
Thanks,
Dennis.
You're having a good show, and I appreciate it.
Appreciate that. Thank you for the vote of confidence. We appreciate you. Matt in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Telephone number, by the way, 258-0550 to weigh in on this. Ton of texts in here that we'll get to as well in the next segment. 701-367-2054 to text me, or 701-226-8503 to text Todd. Matt in Fargo, next. What's On Your Mind?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Matt. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. So you said the law is to protect the worker, but have you driven by any of the big box stores of the Fargo at 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning?
No,
Target is going to have more employees working before noon than they do after. I know that from personal experience.
Yeah, I think that's an end around the law, basically, right? I mean, I'm just telling you what the original intent of the law was, but I've heard the same thing. I guess Best Buy has mandatory meetings on Sunday, too, for their employees. So, you know, there's people
they see it as there are 6 hours to stock the shelves with, you know, nobody on the floor. So, you know, the workers are still getting stuck working and not getting the time at home with their families. So that kind of negates all the arguments against that.
But again, I would say anybody that does not want to work on Sunday has opportunities to not work on Sunday. You know, you can be choosy
absolutely.
As an employee in North Dakota right now. You can be very choosy. So it's not like anybody's forced to work. Now, that won't always be the case, I guess, but we have a robust economy right now, and I honestly believe that to be the case. But you are right, Matt, that there are people that are working, so that part of it is eroded away. So, and I think has been effectively used by some of the people that wanted the change in the law. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Brought to you in part today by MBI Energy Services. They are looking for mechanics right now. You can join the best team in the West. 40 years of service at MBI. And they have immediate openings for diesel mechanics throughout the Bakken. Remember, they're committed to safety and job satisfaction. They've received national recognition for safety excellence. Once again, named best place to work in the oil patch in 2019. So if you're looking for excellent pay, benefits, and training,
Strong supporter of our local communities. Mechanics, go to MBI Energy Services.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Oliver, McLean, Ward, Cass, Kidder, Stutzman, Barnes, Griggs, Grand Forks, Hettinger, and Lamoure counties in North Dakota. And farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Wishick, Mott, Steele, Bowman, Hazleton, Bentley, and Fort Yates, North Dakota. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Piper's.com.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.99. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's on your mind? 11 before the top of the hour. Back to your calls, texts, comments on the Sunday Blue Laws. You know why they're called Blue Laws? Anybody know? It's a funny story, actually.
I don't know.
The law forbidding certain secular activities on Sunday goes back to 1781 in Connecticut. And it was a list, of Sabbath regulations. that New York, or actually New Haven, Connecticut is where it started, but it was all written up on blue paper. And because it was written on blue paper, these became blue laws that kind of swept across the U.S. Isn't that something?
That's the one thing you learn new every day, didn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, exactly. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the energy of North Dakota. Oil and natural gas from North Dakota strengthens all of America. And through the abundance of talents, innovations, technologies, energy responsibly produced here translates to worldwide economic stability from the largest energy producer in the world, us, the United States. Is that great or what? North Dakota's right there making it happen. Number two state, second only to Texas. And that's producers and communities working together to secure a sustainable future that generation after generation can build on. It's all happening right now with the energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Call the Cayman during the break. Todd, go ahead and roll that.
Hi, regarding the Sunday hour change for businesses, I'm just thinking of the priorities that people had who created the law versus the priorities that people have who changed the law. And so I'm just saying that society has changed. I don't feel for the better. I just feel that the people who created the law had much more respect for life in general and all their priorities compared to today. Thanks.
Well said. Appreciate the call very much. A few textures I'll get in here that have been sharing some insightful comments as well with us today, which is much appreciated. Texter says, I understand. Work can be done midnight to noon Sunday. Some sales are prohibited. Best Buy has Sunday morning mandatory meetings, but no sales. Yeah, somebody else mentioned that. I will support the business that do not change their opening procedures. So if you were open on Sunday and don't change your opening policy, you will have my support. If you change your policy, I will not support you. All right, stores beware. Another one, not everyone works during weekdays, so it makes it hard to get our shopping done on the weekends. To those of us that live far from a major city and work Monday through Friday, and some Saturday and Sundays, it's the only day we can go and get what we need. By the time we get off work during the week and drive to town, some of the businesses are closed. Thanks for your time. Scott, you would have never made it on a dairy farm. Try telling the cows to wait a day to get milked. I love that.
Or like in the wintertime, you know, when we have closings and stuff, you don't find out, oh, yeah, the farm is going to be, the ranch is going to be closed today.
We need the bell on that one.
Yeah, well, it's okay for another texter. It's okay for retailers to decide to stay open or not, but not okay to let bar owners decide to allow smoking or not. Interesting point. Texter says, why isn't Scott screaming and hanging up on people? Because people disagree with him. Oh, yeah, he's not a snowflake. Ah, yeah, thank you. No, we don't hang up on people here. It's sad to see this change. I worked in the mall lots of years and truly valued not working till noon on Sundays. This just shows how our culture values are changing. They are, and I don't see that as a good thing. Do you? I really don't. Another texter, I don't want to work on Sunday, but as a small business owner, I do. All right, Brendan Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott?
Yes.
This is Brenda. I'm from Dickinson.
Hi, Brenda.
Now, I didn't originally come. I'm not from here. I'm from Georgia.
I would have never known.
Georgia had a blue law, and they did away with it. And it made every day just ridiculous. The same old, same old, same old. I got married and moved up here and to a North Dakota boy. And we have Sundays where we're closed. I work retail. I've been working retail for over 30 years. And to have Sunday morning off to go to church or to have time with the families is very important. And the businesses don't want to have their employees don't have to spend more money to bring people in to work those hours, you know. That's 12 hours they don't have to bring people in that they can save on their payroll. So I've lived in both worlds, where the blue law existed and where it didn't exist. And I'll tell you right now, I am for keeping the blue law.
Thank you, Brenda. Appreciate you. Thanks for sharing that story. Terry in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Hi, Terry. Go ahead.
Good. Thanks for taking my call, Scott. I just wanted to give you some advice. The world didn't end yesterday with the vote. So you'll be okay. The only thing we have to do to move into the 21st century is to get rid of the oppressive and monopolistic pharmacy law.
All right. So I'm going to take your advice and not, well, actually, I never did think the world was ending. I just didn't like to see this change.
I don't want you to be upset.
There you go, Terry. Thank you for that. Mark on the road, you're next. And what's on your mind? Don't go away.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndieFlagPoleGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, it's Scott Hinman. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.